Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live. We are back. August 9th, 2018. Shout out to my father. 62nd birthday. Eligible for Social Security. My generation? Unfortunately. Well, for better or worse, I won't throw my entire generation under the bus, but I'm a millennial, 33 years old. What's my retirement age going to be with Social Security? When do I get the max benefit of Medicare? I think it's going to be about 85 or 90 at this rate, minimum. It'll still be a defunct bankrupt system, but they might be able to push it out to 80 or 90 years old for my generation. No. This is all fantasy. This system is going to collapse in 20 years or less. I think it's going to be much sooner rather than later. Am I jealous? Am I bitter? A little bit, but I think it's very important to not have generational fights. My generation, we got a lot of problems with the baby boomers. But the baby boomers always got a lot of problems with the millennials. They think we're lazy, stuck up, privileged, spoiled. Well, we think you squandered the wealth of the entire world and gave it to China. So thanks. However, at the Patriot Power Hour, which is the show you're listening to right now, we don't want to pit old versus young, black versus white, gay versus straight, immigrant versus native versus immigrant, aka white people immigrant, all that stuff. There is a little, you know, I'm not going to say that that stuff does not matter, but it means nothing. That stuff means nothing compared to the fraud of the Federal Reserve, the fraud on Wall Street. How they milk us all, whether you make $10,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $1 million a year. How badly we are all getting screwed over. Now, those that are making 50 or 100 million a year, eat the rich, maybe for those guys, but slippery slope, so I don't want to say that. But your average person making $1 million or 500,000 or 300,000 a year, they're actually supporting many, many jobs. Many jobs of people making 50,000, 70,000, even 100,000 a year. Yes, there are a lot of rich people that take advantage of poor working class, so to speak. But at least those poor working class have some jobs. Of course, you go to the democratic socialist point of view, and there should be guaranteed jobs for everybody. Medicare for everybody. College for everybody. What's the problem? Why is everybody so racist, sexist, ableist, and ageist? Just give everything away. Come on. Just be nice and share. Well, when that sharing comes at gunpoint, then we got a problem. And that's what a lot of these scumbags, even the Republicans, yeah, everyone talks trash about the liberals and the Democrats, but the Republicans are actually just as bad because they are faking it. They're acting as if they're not stealing your rights, stealing your property, taxing you unbelievable amounts. Think of it this way. And these aren't real numbers, but it's pretty damn close in my estimate. And I have a master's in finance, so I'm not that bad with numbers. The Republicans would probably want to tax you about 55% overall when you put in gas tax, cell phone tax, airplane tax, sales tax, state tax, income tax, Social Security, Medicare. Oh, if you dare get a student loan, that's not dischargeable. That might be a little tax to us millennials. But at some point, you're like, why are we paying this? Why are we paying this tax? And is it really for the betterment of society? And this is where we get serious here at Patriot Power Hour. This is the key. Whatever you think about taxes, if you love taxes, if you hate taxes, this is the problem. Ready? It's simple math. You only need to count to three. One, two, three. And you can understand this math. Are you ready? For every $2 that the government taxes, for every $2 that they tax, they spend $3. Okay? That's not hard to understand. There's a problem here. Some people be like, well, raise the taxes. Duh. They're spending $3, taxing $2. Just tax the extra dollar and make it $3 tax, $3 spend. I mean, Ben, the breaker bankster's like, I thought you were good at math. Like, it's not hard to make this equation square. You're taxing two, spending three, tax some more, you're all good. Well, that's the problem. How about we reduce taxes and reduce spending? How about instead of taxing two, we tax one? Instead of spending three, we tax, or we spend one. How about we reduce our tax by half and reduce our spending by two-thirds and make it even? Some people say, oh, crazy libertarians. They don't want any taxes. They want anarchy. They're not libertarians. They're closet anarchists. How about we go for a balanced budget? How about we just spend two-thirds less and tax one-half? We'll be balanced as hell. We're not balanced right now, spending three for every two we tax. And increasing the tax from two to three, you want to break the economy quicker than anything. This economy is so close to being broken, so close. But if you dare increase the taxes, oh my gosh. So, okay, this is the rant of your own, your one, your truly, Ben the Breaker of Banksters. Unfortunately, my co-host, who has been here, faithful at my side every single episode. This is episode 32, by the way. We started last November. I think we've missed three or four episodes, two of them from tech errors and two of them from like vacations or like Christmas and 4th of July. This is the first time my co-host, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com, was not able to make the show live. He might be able to call in towards the end of the show, but long story short, had some family obligations. Hey, we're not here to make money. We have families. We do our best. But damn it, my question is, what are you doing? If you're listening to this and you're pissed off, what are you doing? No disrespect, but I'm busting my ass. I can do a little more. I won't lie. But if you're pissed about this stuff and you tell a couple of your friends how pissed you are, and you understand some of the, you don't have to understand it all. I don't understand it all. The finance and the math and the taxes, I understand that. I work for a Fortune 100 company in their risk management insurance department. I see how that works. Master's in finance. I understand how numbers work. But in the end, a lot of that is just BS. You don't have to understand the nuances of bond pricing and auctions and interest rate manipulation and how treasury yields affect, you know, overseas interest rates, like U.S. treasury rates affect over in Europe or something. You don't need to know that. I barely even know that. I got a master's in finance. I'm not going to lie. I work on different stuff, so I'm not that up to date these days, but I still understand. Point is, though, you just need some common sense. And going back to my example, common sense, this is what it all boils down to. You can have a doctorate. I only got a master's, but you can have a doctorate. And it still comes down to this. You tax $2, you spend $3. I think there's three options. Spend less, tax more, or go bankrupt. I don't think they're going to spend less. Actually, I know they're not going to spend less. They may keep spending level for 5 years. That's a pipe dream itself. If they're actually able to keep spending level for 5 years, that would be like the biggest out of nowhere thing they are able to do. But actually reducing taxes, no way. Increasing taxes, they might be doing that. They might be looking for that. But that's not going to matter. They could keep the spending the same and increase taxes. And guess what? The tax revenue is actually going to decrease, in my opinion, if they crank it up enough. One of those situations where the harder you squeeze, the harder you try to tax people, the less they will work. If all of a sudden these people that were producing are forced to pay tax or more tax than before, like, hell no, man. I'm going to retire early. I'm going to go on food stamps. Hell, shit. You could live essentially equivalent to someone who makes $40,000 a year, essentially off food stamps, Medicare, and other benefits. Now, I'm not saying everybody that takes benefits is scum or whatever, or taking advantage of the system. I got laid off myself when I was 24 years old. I took unemployment. I did. Absolutely will admit that. But I'll tell you what, for every dollar I took in unemployment, I've probably already paid $4 or $5 in just Social Security, let alone federal income tax. So, you know, that whole situation. Someone says you take a little benefit, you can't talk shit anymore. Yeah, it's not that simple. On the flip side, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe I was a little bit too eager to take that government cheese. And, well, if there's something that I could say off of that, it was pretty easy to go to the ATM and get a few hundred dollars every week without any work. I did end up getting a job, moving 800 miles to get a solid job after getting my master's in finance. But damn, I do remember those days where I could just sleep in, wake up on a Monday, and go to the ATM and some free money. That was kind of nice. I can understand where they're coming from.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media...
Folks, we had a technical issue. We will be going back to commercials. I will be back with the FutureDanger.com news blitz. Just a few minutes. Sorry for that glitch. But please do listen to our sponsors.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support.
Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
To lead you through the futuredanger.com news blitz for August 9th, 2018. Again, happy birthday to my father, 62 years old, able to draw some of that social security. Hold on, Dad, you can get more money at 66. Myself, I'm not banking on that. Give me that Bitcoin. Oh, wait, maybe not. Bitcoin down big. That's probably the first news. Long-time listeners of the Patriot Power Hour have seen the rise and fall of Bitcoin. We started back in November. Bitcoin, let's just say 14 grand. Hit the all-time high at 20 grand. Today, down to 6 grand. Absolute destruction. Now, people like myself, perhaps you bought some Bitcoin back when it was 150 bucks. You're still up pretty good at 6 grand. Then again, bought it at 16, 17, 18,000. It's down to 6 grand. You're down 66%. You're probably pissed off. Hey, I sold a lot. I'm in the money. But I did buy a little bit that I'm kind of regretting. Is Bitcoin and crypto a total scam, or is this a good time to buy? Well, actually, we'll probably be talking about that a little bit later in the show. I'll leave it at that, though, for now on the news blitz. I need to move on. Left hand side. First off, go to futuredanger.com. Follow us. See what we're looking at while I call this out. Judicial system direly distrusted. New FBI doc reveals that Strzok waited until after election to have Wiener's laptop analyzed for hacking. Oh my God. I thought the last name I was going to stumble over was going to be Strzok. But yeah, Wiener. Good old Anthony Wiener. High quality material to be representing the people. I mean, if you boil it all down, Anthony Wiener was representing millions of people. That's the type of guy you want to represent you in this fake republic. They say it's a democracy. That's because it's a fake republic. Anyway, let me be a little more succinct. Read the headlines only, Ben. Focus. News blatantly censored. Facebook, Apple, and Spotify banned InfoWars' Alex Jones. The list. Platforms that have banned InfoWars and Alex Jones. There's at least 20. It's pretty sad, to be honest. I will admit, and I'm not even ashamed to say so, one of the first persons that I listened to awaken was Alex Jones. Ever since he was all about Trump, that really rubbed me wrong, and I listen to him maybe a few episodes a month now. The fact that they're banning him, he's been predicting that for years. Now it actually happened. Is he COINTELPRO? That's a question. But otherwise, guess what? Who talked trash about pedophiles? Who talked trash about the Federal Reserve? Who talked trash about all this spending on war? Who talked trash about Benghazi? Muslim Brotherhood, all this stuff going, ISIS, all this fraud that occurred, hell, going back to Bush, that's when I first was listening to Alex Jones, back in George W. Bush, with all the atrocities he was committing. Trust me, Alex Jones had no love for the Bush family, the Clintons, or Obama. Does that mean he's the panacea, or he's the greatest guy ever? No, but him being banned off all this stuff, jeez, I think it's been like almost more than a month since I've even listened to his episode. I might have to listen to Alex Jones a little more often now just to hear this. Still a chance he's a COINTELPRO, but still. This is big news one way or another. banning Alex Jones off YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, etc. Let's go to something else, though. Wildfires, layaways, pretty essentially the biggest wildfire in, well, last few hundred years when humans were there to record it, but definitely a huge wildfire, several wildfires going at once, unfortunately. 130,000 acres burned in California after a 143-mile-an-hour fire tornado ripped through Redding, California. Now, I never have gone through fire like this, but I did live up in 8,000 feet at Colorado. There was a fire 10 miles away, did not come to my house. So, like I said, I'm not trying to say that I was in on that, but one of the kids that I played baseball with, Little League baseball, his mother was the head PR person for Colorado Fire Jumpers, or Flame Jumpers, I think it was called. Back in like 98 or 99, I bet you could find this on Google, 7 of them died. And that was right when I was like 12 years old living in Colorado. 7 of them died, Flame Jumpers. I think I'm almost puzzled that that's what it was called. Flame Jumpers died. I saw her on like NBC equivalent, and you know, that was hardcore. So mad respect for these firefighters fighting this, but people trying to twist this into climate change and taxes for carbon and other stuff like that. They're just as bad. They're probably worse than people calling for gun control because kids were shot in a school. I gotta say it, man. 20 kids killed, that's horrible. But these carbon taxes, carbon controls could kill tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions with the poverty and all the issues it's going to cause. Hey, I grew up on 1 acre. It's not like I grew up on a farm, but 1 acre at 8,000 feet in Colorado. Beautiful pine trees and aspen, and I had massive respect for nature. It's not like I grew up in New Jersey next to all that stuff. No offense to someone who grew up in the city or whatever. But point is, I love nature. But I know that the carbon tax and the climate change stuff is being used against us. There's a lot of things that humanity needs to do better when it comes to protecting the environment. But the whole climate change and extra wildfires, because a lot of those extra wildfires are coming because this land has been taken over by humans for 50 or 100 years and has not been burned. And it usually burns every 30 or 40 years. And it's been 30 or 40 years beyond that. It's been 80 years since it's burned. A lot of dead trees, a lot of dead tinder. Not saying there's some climate change. And again, I'm not saying humans are not having a bad effect on the earth. And my point is, anyone who's saying pay more taxes to prevent future wildfires are scum. They're either... Well, okay. I won't say they're all scum. If they're either ignorant, in that case, I'm not angry at them. But if they know exactly what they're doing and they know it's wrong, yeah, they're the scum. I don't want to fight them physically, but I'd love to have them here to eviscerate them on air. But I guess they're not calling in tonight. Anyway, this is Ben the Breaker of Bankster's Cochrane. We're going to commercials in a second. Let me give the call-in number, as you longtime listeners would know. Future Dan, geez, he's been to more episodes than me. Again, we had our first episode November 2017, once per week. We're already on episode 32. I think it's been like 35 or 36 weeks, and we've hit 32. That's not bad. That's like 85-90%. He was not able to join tonight, so I'm going to commercial here in a second. The line is about to run. However, if you're available, if you're listening live, I know most of our listeners are archive, almost all of them, but if you are listening live, here's the number, 619-789-6804. Let's go for it again. 619-789-6804. One more time. 619-789-6804. Call in. We'll get you on the air on the other side. Otherwise, I'll be back. I got a lot of news. I know I'm ranting a little bit tonight, but I got a lot of news to cover as well.
damn. Look forward to talking to you as well. Call on it.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
It was not wrong.
We are back. Patriot Power Hour. Your host, Ben, the breaker of Banksters Cochran. Still a little self-plug. What is Bankster? Well, I feel as if most of our listeners are quite well aware of what a Bankster is and what kind of scumbags they are. But if you're not sure who the Banksters are, check out my website. TheThroneTheBanksters.com. To be honest, this is a guilt. I'm going to plead guilty. I wrote 15 articles in about 2 years back at 2011, 2012, 2013 era. One of them had about 30,000 views. But I kind of quit. Quit writing. But that's when I started radio. But I need to get back to writing. Radio is fun. I've had a lot of impact on radio and, more importantly, met a lot of very, very dedicated people, people who have expanded my horizons with regard to finance, politics, history, philosophy, all of that. That's what we talk about here on Patriot Power Hour. We're not focused on one thing. It's the whole big picture. If you want big picture, this is what you're looking at. This ain't just some Democrat, Republican garbage. This is multi-century level strategy and analysis. I'm not saying I understand exactly what we're going to do in 100 years from now. But let me try my best. Let me think of what could be the ideal, or at least something better than what Google, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Apple, Netflix, Hulu. I mean, studies that show that those companies I just said represent 95% of all media that is consumed these days. Independently, there are studies that state that the average U.S. adult spends like ridiculous amount. I don't even want to quote the number, but it's essentially like if you're not working 8 hours a week, let's just say, or 8 hours a day. Let's say you work 8 hours a day, sleep 6 hours a day. So what, we got 14 hours. That's 10 hours left. It's literally like 9 hours of what's left is media. And of that 9 hours, almost all of it's Facebook, YouTube, whatever. And then the little part that is TV is like, you know, NFL, NBC, and CNN or whatever, right? Essentially, the average person, and even myself, I'm not trying to talk down to anybody, is locked in. I mean, if you're working physical labor job, it's almost worse because you're still so tired by the time you get back. But at least it's like you haven't been looking at a computer all day. No disrespect, I swear. Like, if I had a very physical job, it'd be harder than what I'm doing now. So no disrespect there. But you got to imagine those of us who are working office jobs, looking at a computer 30, 40, 50 hours a week at work. And then all the cell phone shit, right? Texting your fiance like me, or you know, your wife, your kids, your friends, whatever, all of that. I mean, that's unbelievable how much you're looking at a computer. Right now, I'm actually closing my eyes because there's a huge screen in front of me showing me all the statistics, and we have three people online all listening on the phone live right now for the show. I can see their numbers, but like I'm literally closing my eyes because I'm just so sick of looking at a screen. But it's only going to get worse from here. Imagine when they have some cyborg implants and that stuff's just programmed into your eyes. I mean, it's not that far off. What am I going to try to get to here? Bring it full circle. Are these all independent or relatively independent entrepreneurs trying to improve our ability to speak with one another, interact with one another, connect with one another, whether virtual reality or text messages and everything in between? Text messages is about as low technology as you can do now. I think an email on the internet is a little more still tech savvy than a text message technically. We'll say maybe they're about the same. But when you are going to this next level, you have Alexa, or you have, well, of course, the Patriot Power Hour will be forever recorded into the memory hole of, well, wherever, guaranteed that some future artificial intelligence down the line will have access to this MP3. Does that mean they're going to come detect my anti-government thoughts and come and destroy me in 30 years with some robot armies? I'm asking you because I think that might be possible. I don't know. I hope not, though. I almost wonder this, though, people. You got to think of it this way. If you don't care about Alex Jones, you don't care about censorship, if you think internet is still... Of course, no one thinks it's a fad by now. I hope not. If you think it's a fad by now, you probably missed the mark, can you? But, you know, no disrespect. Oh damn, I had that final coup de grace and I lost it, so I guess I failed. Oh well, still, I think the Facebooks of the world, the Google, the LinkedIn, Spotify, Apple iTunes. I think that they've just, if things work out well, how about this? Here is where I'll put my stake in the ground. If it works out well for humanity, this is about the time that they hit their peak. Right now, stake in the ground. Here on out, they're not going to get away with as much. Everybody already, a lot of people already think peak Facebook. Hell, a lot of the kids these days, under 25 and definitely under 20, don't even use Facebook. Yeah, old man story. I'm 33 years old. Back in my day, when I was 19 years old, which is like 13 years ago, oh my God, I am old as hell. Oh my God. 14 years ago. About 13 to 14 years ago. Thereabout. Let's say 13. That's when Facebook came out and expanded beyond Harvard and stuff. I was one of the first 1% of people to ever be on Facebook, guaranteed. Back when you actually had to have a .edu address. Well, I had .purdue.edu, of course, because I was a student and I was like a sophomore. When I was the fall of my sophomore year, so I had been at Purdue for one full year, went back to my hometown, not my hometown, but where I'd lived at, went to high school at least. For a summer, and came back to Purdue for that second year. Right then is when everybody knew about Facebook. And I was a few months behind like the Harvard kids, but like the second wave of people that knew about Facebook was the Midwest, Big Ten area. Because, of course, it started in Harvard and then Yale and all the freaking, you know, East Coast. We're not that far away from East Coast. I was born and raised in Colorado. I got not much loyalty to Indiana. No offense. But in this regard, I do have a little bit of loyalty to Purdue, definitely. And therefore, to Indiana. We were very on the short list. I mean, there was very few people that had Facebook early on. Of course, a few years later, all those kids that didn't go to college, that were on MySpace only, were able to migrate to Facebook. And that was the end of MySpace. Once all the people that didn't have to have a college email address were able to get onto MySpace or get off MySpace and get onto Facebook. Because if you didn't go to college, you did not get a college email. Therefore, you had to be on MySpace. But then that's why MySpace was just as big as Facebook for a year or two. But then Facebook said, well, shit, let's get rid of that requirement. And then everybody went to Facebook because it was better. Now, MySpace had some good things about it. No disrespect. I had a MySpace account. So if you had a MySpace account, no disrespect. But that was Facebook's peak. Once everyone flooded from MySpace to Facebook, next 5 years, bam, 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 bam. Great. Now, of course, Facebook was the devil. And there's a lot of reasons why. But let's just say, even back when I was like, when Facebook was less than a year old and I was on that, I knew that was just a bad, bad platform. And this is the funny thing. Now in the Me Too movement, I can't believe they haven't gotten rid of it. They pretty much have. The poke function, you know, on Facebook used to poke people. That was like, everybody was poking everybody back in college. But like nowadays, it's like, I don't know. It's so creepy, but it was creepy back then. But this is the difference, and I'll leave it at this. When the only people that were able to be on Facebook were between the ages of 18 and 21 or 22, it was like the Wild Wild West. And it was so fun. And it was just like, it's the Facebook. If you don't know what Facebook means, Facebook was before all of this. It was the freshman class would take pictures of themselves and their names, and they would pass around the Facebook to everybody to learn each, you know, it's kind of like an orientation little exercise. That shit sucks compared to online instant connections and ability to post on walls and send messages. So obviously it scrapped it. But even back when I went to Purdue in 2003 was when I was a freshman, I remember that there was still something called a Facebook that was not on the internet. It was pictures of the freshman class before you go to school. Facebook, like how to find, you know, it's like the opposite of a yearbook, I guess. I don't know. I never owned one, but I did see one, I swear to God. So that's my old man story. I swear I saw a Facebook. I saw a real Facebook, a physical Facebook, and I was also in the top 1% of people that were ever on Facebook. But even then, I knew Facebook was the devil. Now they're censoring, but everybody knows they're going down. In my opinion, let me finish it off before the commercials come because we're running out of time. Got another segment to go to. The point is, we need decentralized internet sharing, okay? That's all we need. There's no reason that YouTube should take up 95% of the video views of the world. I don't even know if that's the number, but I bet it's that number or higher. Have you ever watched a video somewhere else besides YouTube? Like, I kind of used to back in the day, but like not recently. Like everything's on YouTube. Well, that's cool if it's just entertainment and fun. Well, what if it's something very important? What if it is a extremely controversial take? I don't know. Hey, people, I will say this. As long as Patriot Power Hour is on the air, there's a little bit of freedom out there still. Because I guarantee you, we are not tied to any scum-sucking bastards that want to manipulate it. It's our opinion. We may be wrong, but we are live. We are real. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Okay, folks, here's your chance. The Patriot Broadcasting Network has highly affordable advertising options for you. Our shows and our host websites have a very special audience. These are Americans who are preparing to take care of themselves and their families during difficult times. Start reaching this audience with your product, service, or cause. Interested in broadcasting your podcast on PBN? We're interested in talking to you about that, too. Don't wait. Email info@futuredanger.com for more information.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Could you bring only this handful of soldiers against Xerxes? You see, I was wrong to expect Sparta's commitment to at least match our own.
Doesn't it? You, there. What is your profession?
I'm a potter.
And you, Arcadian. What is your profession?
Sculptor, sir.
You?
Blacksmith.
Spartans! What is your profession?
You see, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We're back live. Patriot Power Hour. What is my profession? Risk manager. That sounds so weak and pathetic. A lot of people that I talk with say, oh, like Ben Stiller, and along came Polly, the risk analyst. I'm kind of like, well, actually, kind of, yes, actually. However, it actually gives me a bolder look out on life. Because I realize, Jesus, it doesn't matter what you do, bad things will and can and will happen to you over your life. Knock on wood. Thank God. Very grateful. I've had a pretty good life. No tragedies. Both my parents are alive. My brother's alive. Things are, you know, I'm able to speak, see, and think. Everything, you know, I'm very grateful for that. But I know that can go away. And that can go away for a lot of reasons. A lot of it because of your choice. I could choose to screw up and lose a lot of that for different ways. But it could also happen randomly, or, you know, a car accident, or you're driving 56 in a 55 and tailgating somebody, but someone sideswipes you or T-bones you and you die or you're paralyzed, etc. So, like, I don't want that to happen. Obviously, I'm very thankful it hasn't happened. It could happen, whatever. My point is, no matter what, whether you've been affected by that or not, or if you consider yourself intelligent with regard to math or history or any of that, it doesn't take that much to realize how screwed we are. And I'm not just here to talk trash about the government or the Federal Reserve. Well, I am here to talk trash about the Federal Reserve. I will not pull any punches on that. The government, yeah, we deserve some of that because we elected those people. And we let it go on. So, yeah, we do deserve our own selves as American citizens and actually worldwide citizens. Although this is focused on America, we got a lot of international listeners, especially in Western Europe and Australia. It's your fault for letting your government do that to you. Now, understand that. Internalize that. Realize that. What can you do? Go forward. You could be a sulky and shitty feeling that maybe you live in Massachusetts or California and they banned anything more than 10 round magazines. What are you going to do about it? Well, there's a few options. Of course, I suggest perhaps, in theory, tell them to go to hell and keep in 30-round mags and maybe get 100-round drums just for fun. Even if they jam up 100-round drum, it would just be fun to throw on your AK or AR-15. It's actually not efficient, but just do it. I mean, that's one way to resist a little. That's more of a egotistical way. How about this, though? How about you stop buying things from China? Stop buying things from Walmart. Even stop buying things from Amazon. I do buy things from Amazon. I do better trying to boycott them than I did before. Some of those deals are just damn good, and you can find better quality, good reviews. But I'm a hypocrite. Get out of Amazon. Do that. Lots of things. Eat as much organic as you can. This is one thing I have done very well. 5 years ago today, I was not eating very healthy. I was eating, you know, the neighborhood Chinese food and McDonald's every day, but probably every other day. And definitely every day I was eating a couple, you know, frozen meals. Oh, some lean pockets, some frozen lean pockets in the microwave. Yeah, that's really good for you. No wonder everybody gets cancer. Good thing is a lot of people have woken up to this. And to get off my rant, I don't know, this has been a ranting episode because my good old co-host was not able to make it. And I did cover some news, but hopefully you found it entertaining. But the rise in cancer, especially in children, is not a mistake. It's on purpose. There's ways to mitigate it, but there's ways that you cannot mitigate it. So you got to realize you're under attack. Okay? Leave it at that. Won't get too detailed because I'm not a PhD. I know my basic biology and chemistry. I know fluoride is not probably not good to put in the water so 3-year-olds could drink it. Don't they lose those teeth anyway? Shouldn't like 2-year-olds not even drink fluoride in the water? Like, I think people say fluoride is put in the water for your teeth. But if you're 2 years old and you lose those teeth, are you sure you're supposed to be drinking it? Anyway, I just want to say this. The fluoride tip. Before I get out of here, because the show's about to end. Do you put sunscreen on your skin? Or do you drink sunscreen? If fluoride is actually good for your teeth, are you supposed to put that on your teeth instead of drink it? And again, if you have a 2- or 3-year-old son, and they're drinking fluoride water from the city water pipes that they put in there on purpose. It's not that they cannot remove the fluoride, that it costs money to remove the fluoride. No, they put more fluoride in for your teeth. No, they spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in an average city. I think they spent like $400,000 in 1 year in Austin, Texas. So, you know, going back to my personal thing, you know, it's probably about the same size as Indianapolis. So they probably spend $400,000 of tax money to put fluoride into the water. It's not just there's some in there already and it's expensive to get rid of it. No, they put more in there. They say why it's good for your teeth. But then a 1-year-old has some formula and it's made with the water from the tap and there's fluoride in there. Okay. Well, they don't have teeth. So should they drink fluoride? Like, but then again, goddamn, I got teeth and I'm 33. Should I be drinking fluoride? Like, why would I drink it from my teeth? Like almost all the liquid I drink does not even touch my damn teeth. That's what the common sense is, people. All right, the show's about to end. I got two pieces of common sense. We're going to end Patriot Power Hour tonight. Really am sad that my co-host was not able to join, but I think this show was fun, hopefully entertaining. There's two pieces I want to get to. Ready? Here we go. Two things that just ruin everything, in my opinion, if you think the government actually has your interests at heart. Fluoride. It's good for your teeth. So drink it. Sunscreen. It's good for your skin. So drink it. That don't work. It really doesn't work. The next example. Oh, damn. I had that other good example, and I totally spaced out on that other example. Let me try to see if I can bring it back home. Oh, damn. I did miss that last example. Oh, wait. It's coming to me, is it? No. I forgot. It's all right. Well, let me leave it at this. Patriot Power Hour. The music's going to run here in about 20 seconds. It was a very good show. Remember, though, this is the final ad. We have a contest going. 500-word essay. And guess what? If you win this essay, we've already had four entries, you could easily beat those four people out. This tent is worth over $250. It's a one-man bivy tent. Essentially, it's what the people would take if they're going to hike by themselves in the backcountry and live on the edge. It has absolute protection and visual ability, keeps the thermal temperature in. What you need to do is go to futuredanger.com. Futuredanger.com. Go to futuredanger.com. Scroll down just a little bit and look on the left-hand side and you'll see it. It's called the Patriot Power Hour Contest. Three topics we've asked people to submit, to be honest. Anything about preparedness, bug in, bug out, or just overall preparedness. If you write a good 500-word essay, you got a great chance of winning this. Like I said, we already got, I think it's four entries. It might be three only. I think we got four, though. So we got some people. I haven't read any. I'm waiting until it's all over to read them, to be honest. So giving a fair chance to everybody. I'm waiting. The deadline, by the way, August 23rd. So you have like 2 weeks for a 500-word essay about different preparedness. Again, go to futuredanger.com. Again, futuredanger.com. Check it out. Bottom left-hand side, you can find about the contest, all the different different items. And damn, I still am pissed that I forgot. I had a final point I really wanted to make, but I totally failed. But damn it, the rest of the show is great. I think especially because Future Dan, he'll be back next week. But yours truly, Ben the Breaker of Banksters, kept it going solo for about 55 minutes. That last minute or two, I forgot. I had one like really good thing. But hey, remember the fluoride. How about that? I missed the other one, but I will not forget the fluoride. Fluoride is a scam. Sunscreen is good for your skin, so why don't you drink it? That's my analogy. Oh, I remembered it. Okay, we got like 1 minute left to the music. Perfect. Thank God. Came back. I talked about this earlier today. Ready? Long story short, the taxes are out of control. Absolutely out of control. But guess what? For every $2 you are taxed, they spend $3. That's it. That's all. That's all I forgot, but I remembered it. So remember that. When they talk trash about taxes, when they talk trash about spending, when they talk trash about anything, when they talk shit about fluoride, well, we already talked about that. But when they talk about taxation, remember, for every $2 they tax from you, they spend $3. Oh, yeah. And the Fed said they're going to raise interest rates. Okay. We now have $21.3 trillion national debt. Just 5 years ago, it was like $16 trillion. It's gone from $16 to $21. Just keep raising interest rate. It'll be easy to pay for. Just raise the taxes. All right, folks. We'll be back next week. Patriot Power Hour. Don't forget our contest. Easiest way to find us, futuredanger.com. Drink the fluoride. It's good for you.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. Down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.